You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Mason in Ireland, and Lakers win last night. Two in a row, John. Two in a row.
They're playing very well, and it's just a matter of if they can keep it up and do it with some consistency. You would think if they played like they played last night that this weekend is two more wins.
Should be.
Brooklyn tomorrow night, who's lost 14 of 16.
Yep.
And Portland, who's only won twice this month.
Can't
on
blow
Sunday.
One of these games.
Right.
You got to beat the bad teams.
Must wins.
Must wins, I would say. Yes, you've got to beat the bad teams. So this is interesting. C.J. Stroud, who had just a great first week on Wild Card Weekend as the Houston Texans beat the
Cleveland
Browns.
He's probably going to win Rookie of the Year over Puka Nacua on a year when Nacua broke all sorts of records.
Which is saying something,
because
yeah.
Stroud got his team to the playoffs.
So after the game, they interviewed him down on the field. It was an NBC game. And the first thing C.J. Stroud said was, "I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ."
Yeah, a lot of players do that.
When NBC sent this out as a social media clip, they cut out, "I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." And they are getting a bunch of blowback for it. Why would you just edit that out?
There are people at many companies in this country that believe in separation of church and state, that they don't want any religion being discussed with their sports.
Right.
I think this is a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're trying to capture who C.J. Stroud is, and these are the first words out of his mouth, then if you want to know him, you leave those in any social media clips.
You ever heard of Slam Magazine?
Yeah, didn't the Scoop NBA Jackson used to work there?
Sure did.
Yeah.
And years ago, they put Allen Iverson on the cover.
Yep.
And they airbrushed all his tattoos.
Because
Allen Iverson had a lot of tattoos, and Slam didn't want that to be the focus. They wanted people to think about Iverson. And I thought it was wrong. And I think what they did to C.J. Stroud is wrong. C.J. Stroud is not asking for money.
Nope.
He is not advocating that you change religions.
He's the opposite of a bad guy.
He is simply acknowledging religion as a part of his story. And if he says that and then goes on to answer the question that was asked.
And he did.
I think you leave it alone. I don't think you edit it in any way.
I completely agree. I think it is.
But I'll tell you an interesting story. So you and I years ago had John McCain on the radio.
Did we really?
And this was before he was running for president. He was a senator from Arizona.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to remember. I do remember this.
And the reason we had him on is he put a bill onto the floor that would have taken steroids out of baseball.
It was
in that family.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why we had him on. But he was super funny, and at the end of it, he was giving you and I a bunch of crap because we're Laker fans.
Right.
And he said, "By the way, guys, I'm a Suns season ticket holder, and this is our year." This is when they had like Nash and Stoudemire and those guys. "We're sick of losing to you guys, and go Suns." And then we kind of got into the spirit.
Went back at him, yeah.
"So what have you won? You know, what the Suns have won?" He goes, "Doesn't matter, because it's our year."
Yeah.
And he goes, "And we have the best fans in the NBA." We went, "Best fans in the NBA?" I go, "You got a bunch of 90-year-olds down there. You're the youngest fan that goes to Sun." And he gave as good as he got.
Sure.
He was great. So week later, I'm working sidelines for a game in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And he's sitting courtside. So I walk over to him and I said, "Hi, Senator. I'm John Ireland. You were on the radio with me." He goes, "Hey, I really enjoyed that." And I went, "Well, we enjoyed having you on. Thanks for doing it and good luck with your bill." Because he was trying to get steroids out of baseball. And I say to the producer in the truck for the late games, I go, "Hey, John McCain is really good at going back and forth. We should do a sideline hit with him." And the producer said to me, "No politics. Don't ask again."
Hmm.
And I went, I won't ask him about politics.
Right. I mean, this isn't
This is going to be a Lakers-Suns thing. But I could not talk him into it. And I think there must be somebody in the NBC hierarchy that was told at some point, no religion.
Yeah.
And but even though this was innocuous and innocent, and you and I wouldn't even have thought twice about it, they heard the word Jesus and they panicked and cut it out. That's what I think happened.
I think that's kind of, and I'm a spiritual guy, grew up Catholic, but I don't understand editing that out of that post. Bergman, do you?
Do I?
What are you?
Did you hear any of that?
No.
Okay.
Let me tell you the truth.
Laura?
We were talking about questions.
If Greg didn't hear it, Laura didn't hear it.
I did. Yeah, I know the story.
Yeah, so you know the story.
I don't think they should have, but I understand the politics of why they did it.
See, I don't understand the politics of why they did it.
People are so sensitive nowadays, Mace.
You want to get to know somebody, and if that's a central core principle of their life, if you want to know them, you've got to leave that in.
I agree with you. I'm not disputing that, but I understand why they did that. But I don't agree. I wouldn't have done it.
He didn't go on and on about it. It was just one line.
Right. And by the way, this is where we get into debates. Like, I guarantee you, at some point, the people complaining about NBC are accusing NBC of being woke. This is how the word woke gets into arguments. That they were afraid of offending someone, so they took it out. We should just let it, you know, and my issue with that is, look, let people be who they are.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud is not out there, you know, trying to hurt anybody or do anything. And if he wants to thank Jesus along with his teammates, let him. Now, if this became something that C.J. Stroud
was strident about
and did it with an agenda, then we're having a different conversation.
Right.
But this is why Tebow popped so hard.
It is.
Is because Tebow put Jesus first.
Yeah, I always admired this part of Tebow.
And when he did, he developed a huge following. And then it went the argument swung the other way. Well, the only reason Tebow's playing is because he's religious. No. I mean, eventually Tebow got cut because he wasn't moving the ball.
Right, right.
But I wouldn't have airbrushed Allen Iverson's tattoos. I wouldn't have edited C.J. Stroud.
Let people be who they're going to be.
Right. And then unless somebody has it, especially people that don't have an agenda.
Right.
And I don't think he did in this case.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, so I read a mock draft for the NFL draft this year. And, of course, the Rams have a number one pick. They have all their complement of picks.
Do we know yet what number they pick at?
I don't think I think it's somewhere around 20. But okay. I don't think it's fully set for some reason. So Dane Brugler from The Athletic put out this new mock draft. And you know who he's got the Rams taking with their first round pick? This would be a huge mistake. J.J. McCarthy. Huge
mistake. Okay, wait a
minute.
Do you say huge mistake because they have other needs, or do you say huge mistake because they already are set at quarterback?
Huge mistake because they're already set at quarterback. Why use a high round draft pick, a first round draft pick, on another quarterback?
Well,
especially
I can tell you why.
Especially one that played in an offense that ran the ball more than any offense in the league. That's
his
a huge
junior,
advantage
yeah,
to a quarterback.
His junior year he threw it a lot. If you say, if you like J.J. McCarthy as a quarterback, well, I'll tell you this. If you go back and look at Tom Brady's college statistics at Michigan, he was not good.
Right.
He was okay. But what nobody knew was he had this insane drive to get better, and he just kept getting better and became the greatest quarterback of all time. If you believe J.J. McCarthy can turn into Matthew Stafford, I have no problem with you taking J.J. McCarthy. Now, you know that roster better than I do.
Yeah.
I would imagine the only reason I would hesitate, if you think J.J. McCarthy is going to turn into a great NFL quarterback, take him. But the Rams have other needs, particularly and
left tackle, edge rusher, cornerback.
Right, right.
I mean, they've got things they need to do.
So what are you giving up to take J.J. McCarthy?
Right,
like,
right.
Who could you have taken? And I think that's the way Les Snead looks at it. He's got a board and he has needs. But this is the conversation we're having is an age-old conversation. Mm-hmm. This is, by the way, how the Portland Trailblazers passed on Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, the Houston Rockets had the first pick in that draft.
Mm-hmm.
And they were taking Hakeem Olajuwon because he went to the University of Houston. He had gone to the championship game 2 years in a row. Everybody knew Hakeem would be a Hall of Famer, and he turned out to be one.
Right.
The second pick was Portland. And they had a GM by the name of Stu Inman. And Stu Inman was friends with Bobby Knight, the Indiana coach. So after Bobby Knight had Michael Jordan in the 84 Olympics, he called Stu Inman and he said, "Stu, Michael Jordan's the best basketball player I've ever seen. You should take him with the second pick." And Stu said, "We think the world of him, coach, but we already have Clyde Drexler, so we don't need Michael Jordan. We need a big guy." They take Sam Bowie out of Kentucky, and Jordan falls to the Bulls. If the Rams scouts see something in J.J. McCarthy that indicates he could be the next Matthew Stafford, I have no issue with them taking him. But I want to know what they gave up. Like, who else is still on the board when he goes?
Sure.
And that's where I think you got to let the draft play out.
Yeah, because I don't care about the developmental quarterback thing. I think the Rams are going for it. They've got one of the five, in my opinion, one of the five best quarterbacks in the league, maybe six best quarterbacks in the league. And you want to put the right pieces around him to be able to make a run. And adding a backup quarterback doesn't really help you do that. So I hope there's a little bit more urgency. I understand, like last year they rolled the dice on Stetson Bennett, didn't work out. I don't know if he's going to be with the team next year. But you use a later round pick on a quarterback, a developmental guy, that makes sense. But I'd much rather see, by the way, Carson Wentz come back as the backup quarterback.
So would I.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Carson Wentz is too good to be the Rams backup quarterback.
He sat out all last year.
Well, but here's the thing. Last year, Baker Mayfield was Carson Wentz. He couldn't get a job. Remember, he got cut in Carolina? He got cut in Cleveland. And he was just out there. And Sean McVay and Les Snead said, "You know what? Let's bring him in. He's better than any back. He's better than the Wolf. Let's bring him in."
But how many games did Baker play?
For the Rams?
Yeah.
I think just two.
Three, I think.
He actually got some playing time so you could see what he was up to.
Carson Wentz had a great game against the Niners.
Yeah, it was week 18.
Right, but I'm just saying, I think
he ran the ball 11 times.
If you're a team that doesn't have a quarterback, I think you could consider bringing Carson Wentz in and let him compete for the gig.
Sure, but if you were the Rams, wouldn't you try and bring him back and maybe trade him mid-season?
Right, but you got to pay him. The problem is,
don't pay that much.
I think the Raiders would pay Carson Wentz more than the Rams. But and let Carson.
You would welcome Carson Wentz as a starting quarterback?
No, I'd let him come in and compete for the starting quarterback.
Because I don't think Carson Wentz is a starting quarterback.
No.
Well, did you?
I think he's had multiple stops now when everybody's written him off, and he sat around all last year.
You just described Baker Mayfield. He had multiple stops where he just sat around, and then they cut him. And now look at Baker Mayfield. He's got the Bucks in the final eight. Carson Wentz, I think, will get an invite to compete for a job now. And by the way, guys, if the salaries are the same, like let's say the Rams say, "Hey, Carson, we really like you, and here we're going to pay a decent amount of money to solidify our backup quarterback position." And Carson says, "Okay." So I'm making up these numbers. I don't know what a backup quarterback costs. But let's say the Rams offer him $2 million a year to be the backup quarterback. And then the Raiders call.
Yep.
And they say, "Hey, we'll give you $2 million a year, same as the Rams are offering. And you can take your pick of what," and there's more opportunity in Vegas for Carson.
Right. I guess you could wind up being the starting quarterback.
So
in
doesn't
Vegas.
He go there?
Do you think that Aiden O'Connell is?
I think you let him compete for the job. But if you had Carson Wentz in there, I'd feel better.
How do you really feel if your two quarterback options are Carson Wentz and Aiden O'Connell? They've got to make a move for a quarterback.
Well, maybe they draft one. Maybe they move up in the draft and take Jaden Daniels. You know,
sure.
But I'm just saying,
I don't think they'd have to trade up to get Jaden Daniels necessarily.
I think we all agree that Carson Wentz is ideal for the backup quarterback for the Rams. He's perfect for it. But if he gets an opportunity to start somewhere else, I remember when Matt Leinart was drafted. He went to Arizona. He started a few games, and I thought he did pretty well. And then he got an offer. He had two offers. One was to compete for a starting job, and the other one was to go be a backup. But the backup offer was more guaranteed money. So Matt did the smart thing. He took more guaranteed money. And then a lot of people criticized him because they said, "Why didn't you go compete for the starting job And he said, because this was a better offer.
Right.
But if the offers are the same, okay, let's say Rams got $2 million for you, Raiders got $2 million for you. You know where Matthew Stafford's entrenched.
Well, you can
Rams,
start in Oakland, right? Or in Vegas.
In Las Vegas, yeah. So you go.
Yeah, I mean, if he's got a chance to start somewhere, I get it.
Or like, you know, there's got to be a
But here's the thing about the
Okay,
Rams.
Well, how about this?
Yeah.
If you were Pittsburgh, wouldn't you bring Carson Wentz in? Just let him compete with
I mean, you could. Everybody had a crack at him last year. Here's the thing about it.
But generally, now that he has that Rams-Niner game under him, that's a good sign.
Yeah, he ran the ball 11 times, and I mean, he basically bowled things over. The thing I'll say is the Rams obviously have not invested in backup quarterback
right.
in the past. They need to do that now. Obviously, the Rams need to invest in kicker. Matt Gay was very, yeah. very good. Then they last
they will,
year.
I think they will now that they're right. better. Let me give you another option for Carson Wentz.
Okay.
What about New England? Isn't he better than everybody they have there?
I think you're overvaluing Carson
okay.
Wentz.
Maybe I am. But you guys tell me, who's the quarterback in New England that's better than Carson Wentz? Is
Bailey
it Bailey Zappe.
Zappe?
Is it Mac Jones? Is it whoever else?
I don't think the best quarterback is on their roster right now.
I don't either. But if their best option is bring in guys to compete, Carson Wentz is good.
I didn't watch New England enough to really say what the problem was with the quarterbacks. Was it the offensive line? Was that part of the thing? Because
the problem with the quarterbacks was they're not good.
Well, that could be a very large part of it, but yeah. it's also, did they have a bad offensive line? Did they not have a good enough running game?
They had a bad everything this year,
yeah, they do.
Right?
So then why would Carson Wentz make them better in any sense? Just because he was a good quarterback for that 1 year that he came out in and got hurt and then he hasn't been since?
Well, no, he actually, when he played, look at his numbers when he played in Indy. He wasn't bad. I think he was 28.
He had one. Yeah, he was 9-8.
His but I mean, years I think he had 28 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Here
he
is from 2018.
1 year?
15. No, that year he had 16 touchdowns and 15 interceptions.
What year did he go 28-8? Didn't he have a 28-8 year?
27-7.
Yeah,
was 2021.
Who did he play for that year?
Indy. It was Indy.
Okay.
That was his 1 year in Indy. But here, listen to his career starter, his career record as a starter. 5-6, 9-7, 3-8, 9-8, 2-5, and then, of course, 1-0 this year. He's not had a great deal of success outside of that 11-2 year he had in 2017.
All right, let me give you a couple more. Denver. Who's going to be the quarterback in Denver next year? They don't know.
I don't know. Have they completely sailed on Russell Wilson?
He's not gone. He's still there.
Well, yeah, he's still there. They sat him so they wouldn't have to guarantee 20.
Right, but
he says he wants to stay.
Yeah, but they have to pay him so much money to stay that I think he's going to be out of there. All right, how about this? The New York Giants.
Hey, Tommy DeVito. You don't want DeVito?
You want DeVito or Wentz?
I'm probably DeVito. I don't think Wentz is not a good quarterback. I've not seen him.
I'm not
him
saying
in a good...
he's great, but I'm saying he's as good as some of the teams I'm throwing out there.
He seems like he's great as a backup for the Rams.
Wouldn't spend a lot on him at
no.
all. I mean, if he can get money elsewhere, he should get money elsewhere.
Right.
I would not spend a lot on Carson Wentz. Like, there are other guys that are potential backup quarterbacks. Yeah, we're long.
Oh, okay.
We're long. All right, coming up next, the top 10 winning percentages in professional sports over the last 5 years. Think about it. All sports. All
okay.
four professional sports.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
playing our song.
I want whiskey now.
Close to that note.
Close.
Yeah. Just letting him big finish. There you go.
There it is.
There, Jeremiah Whitten. That, by the way, is to the tune of Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey, I think, right?
I think that's right.
You don't know Chris Stapleton? Chris Stapleton's
such
awesome.
I do not.
Amazing voice. Didn't he sing at one big sporting event not
Super
too long
Bowl?
Ago?
Wasn't it Super Bowl?
No, it wasn't Super Bowl.
I think he sang the anthem.
Yeah, the anthem. The anthem at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right. My bad.
I'm sorry. He's great. All right, so I just had this crazy idea. Bergman, I need you on board for this. I think we should perform a wedding during our show for Valentine's Day. Two of our listeners who are engaged.
Brian, get ready.
I'm registered to be a minister, and I would conduct the ceremony.
What does Ireland do?
I'm out that day. I'm in Salt Lake City. I was going to work, but if you guys pull this off, I think you bring in Momo and we do a wedding, because I would have to leave early that day anyway.
Are they getting married in the studio?
Yes. In the studio.
Wow.
In the studio, air, on YouTube.
I bet you we could get various companies to sponsor and or donate some things.
We got a month, so let's get it back to the fun and games department.
Excellent.
Sales and Tommy Lamb.
Normally, my ideas get vetoed right away.
I actually like this idea.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good.
There's probably rules and waivers and stuff, so let's just get it all vetted out.
Of course, we'll vet it out.
Let me get back to this question you asked before.
Yeah.
The teams with the highest winning percentage, are you talking about in the history of—
Last 5 years. Last 5 years, I've got the top 10 professional franchises, their winning percentages. And I've got everybody. It's a little bit difficult. Like, for example—
Okay, like, take the hockey teams out or the soccer teams in there.
No soccer teams. There's one hockey team.
That would probably be Vegas, by the way. Vegas Golden Knights would probably be up there.
The one hockey team that is in there is actually the Boston Bruins, who have a 656 winning percentage. Number one is a 776 winning percentage.
Dodgers. Now, does this include postseason and regular season?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Astros would probably be that one.
Wait a minute.
They win a lot.
Doesn't it pain you to say that?
Yes.
By the way, you said one of them that's obvious.
The Dodgers or the Astros?
Dodgers are number five, 658 winning percentage.
By the way, Mark Cates just texted, on it.
On it!
I love that!
There you go. Okay. I love Cates.
All right, Greg?
Yep. Number one is an NFL team.
Okay.
So, Chiefs.
No, 5 years.
Number one and two are NFL teams.
They've been the AFC all 5 years.
Well, I think Chiefs is one of them because Mahomes has been in the playoffs all 5 years.
Right, and he's gone to 3 Super Bowls.
Let's try Chiefs.
Chiefs number one. Yeah. 776 winning percentage over the last 5 years.
You know what I think number two is? I think it's Dallas. Don't they lose
in the postseason?
Right, but don't they go 12-4 every year?
12-5 every year, yeah.
Dallas is 592 winning percentage, not in the ballpark.
So that's strike one.
Yeah.
Number two is an NFL team, but an unexpected one. And one that may bump into Patrick Mahomes this weekend.
Is it Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo, 697. That's now, number good. Three is an NBA team.
Into each other. What was it? NBA?
What NBA team's got the best winning percentage over the last 5 years?
Celtics.
Wait a minute. You know what I think it is?
What?
I think it might be the Clippers. They haven't had a bad season in a long time.
When was the last time the Bucks or by the way, it has to be postseason two. So the Celtics have been in the— in the Eastern Conference Finals.
What about the Warriors?
Or the Heat.
What about the Warriors?
No, but they haven't been that good the last few years. I'd either go Celtics because they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals 3 years in a row.
Okay.
Or the Bucks because they're always in that kind of area.
He's shaking
his head.
No,
yes.
So it's one of those two. Which one do you think it is?
I actually think it's the Celtics.
All right, we'll go Celtics.
No, Celtics are at 624. It's the Bucks.
Oh.
Bucks are number three. So it goes Kansas City, Buffalo, Milwaukee, Bucks, and then there's two more NFL teams.
Okay, so let's think about this.
One had a lot of success with a quarterback who's no longer there.
It's not Patriots. The Packers?
Patriots.
No, they were bad afterwards.
No, no, because remember, they went 3-whatever this
year. Yeah, no, Packers.
Yeah, Packers is next. Packers are at 571.
Yeah.
Another one, Michael's favorite team?
Baltimore.
Baltimore at 662. Then the Dodgers, then the Bruins, and then the NFL team that I hate the most, the Niners. The Sixers have a 639 winning percentage, and then the Denver Nuggets are round out the top 10 with a 637 winning percentage. For perspective, the Lakers have a 533 winning percentage. The Clippers, let's see, I saw them here somewhere, 585 winning percentage down the list. But it goes Kansas City, Buffalo, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Ravens, Dodgers, Boston Bruins, San Francisco 49ers, 76ers, and Denver Nuggets.
Okay. The Super Bowl has just announced their pregame entertainment. Okay?
Yeah.
I want you guys to think about this.
Okay.
I've got the person that's going to sing the national anthem and two other singers who are going to perform.
Okay.
And we'll see if you guys can figure out who they are next.
All right, that's coming up next for you. In the meantime, let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. If you have been injured in a car accident, my friend Jacob wants everybody to think about long-term health. So what's he mean by that? Jacob gets calls every day from people who, like a year or 2 years ago, were in an accident, but then they never went to see a doctor, and then 6 months or more later, they're feeling pain in their back, and they think it was because of the accident. But because you never went to see a doctor, you never had it documented. And now it's impossible to prove. So now the person's got to pay out of pocket to go see a doctor, get diagnosed, and get treatment. Instead of that, if you're injured in an accident, do not wait. Call Jacob. Jacob and his team will schedule doctor's appointments for you so you're immediately receiving the health care that you need while not paying a penny out of pocket. Health is everything. So if you're injured, don't wait. Call Jacob. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So this is me. I just pushed my dentist appointment for a week.
Why?
Because I'm so nervous.
Really?
I hate it.
I love the dentist.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, I can push it off another week.
Once a year. That's it.
What?
Yeah,
ew.
Once a year.
Yep.
Yeah. No, ew. Once a year. What do you mean, ooh?
I love the dentist.
Why would you love the dentist?
Because they never give me bad news. I tried to go twice a year. I love the dentist.
So you go twice a year, but get upset when I say once a year.
Yeah, because
you say ill when I say once a year.
Because once a year is, I think people should go more, but I, you know, it's expensive. So
and
if
they also
I could
gouge you, they're
no,
scam.
My dentist went
literally gouge you.
Yes,
I need a new one
with
now,
a metal device. Yeah, so I backed out of that. All right, so
three performers at the Super Bowl this year, which is in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
Laura knows the answer. Brian, do you know the answer?
I do not know.
Okay, so Greg, you don't know either,
I
right?
I have no idea.
All right, so the three of you. I'm going to let you ask one yes or no question, and for each question you ask, I will give you a hint.
Okay.
Oh, okay? And then you'll each get a guess. Greg, guess yes or no question. Let's first start
with... Are we guessing the anthem?
The national anthem. Okay.
Is this person a black female?
That's very specific.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
All right, and here's your hint.
I wanted to get multiple in there.
All right, here's your hint. This person has sold more than 75 million records worldwide since the 70s.
Since the 70s.
Brian, you get a yes or no question.
So it's a white male.
Do they have a...
Well, that's not true. Could be.
A Vegas residency?
Not to my knowledge, but I'm sure this person has performed in Vegas over the years.
I just know it's male. Right,
now,
we don't know what
now
we
here
don't
is
even
a,
know no. the
here
gender
is,
yet.
Here is another
well,
hint.
It's not a female.
Here is another hint, Brian, based on your question. She is not only a singer, but she's an actress.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh.
Mace, you get a yes or no
so,
question.
Yeah, it could still be female. Okay, so she's
so it's female.
She,
right?
Female. Yeah, you said she.
Is she from the Motown era?
No. And here's your hint.
I was going to guess Diana Ross.
From the 70s.
She is 68 and from Oklahoma.
68.
Do we get to guess
from
now?
Oklahoma. Yeah, now we get to guess.
I can give you more hints. You want to guess?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I can give you some more hints. She owns several businesses, including a restaurant and a clothing line. And right now, she appears on a TV show that's on now. And prior to this, she had her own TV show,
okay.
Which was named after her.
I got it. Reba McEntire.
Boom! Yeah, very good.
Reba McEntire from The Voice.
Yeah, I get that one.
Okay, so she's coming in. All right. Now, America the Beautiful will also be performed.
Okay.
Greg, you get a question here.
Okay, my last question didn't knock things out like I wanted it to.
Okay.
I'm going to ask the same question, though. Black female?
No.
Why do you ask it that way?
Well,
now
I
we don't know
things,
if it's a man or a woman.
But, Greg, yeah. I will tell you right now, yeah. It is a man.
Okay.
And he's 28.
Man, and he's singing which song?
America the Beautiful.
America the Beautiful.
Brian, you get a question.
Man, 28. Did they win any awards this year?
Undoubtedly they did. I just couldn't tell you what they are. This person's incredibly popular.
Very popular.
And
it's a man.
Your hint, Brian, is I believe he hosted SNL, if not this year, last year.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. May she get a question.
Years.
Hosted. Is this person...
Hosted and musical guest. He did both.
I think I know.
I don't know how.
Are they from, would you call them a rock act?
No, but their music is upbeat. I wouldn't call them a rock and roll band, but his music is upbeat. All right, one
28.
More.
Harry Styles.
No. Brian, what was your guess?
Bad Bunny?
Very close.
Close, but no.
Yeah, matter of fact, some people confuse.
Peso Pluma?
Confuse this guy with Bad Bunny. They're
J Balvin?
No, they're about the same age, and they look not exactly alike, but a little alike. Okay, this guy's name, real name, he goes by a stage name.
Yeah.
His real name is Austin Richard Post. That's his
name. Oh, Post Malone.
Yeah. And then I don't think you guys will get the other one who's going to sing... Who's going to sing the... Lift Every Voice.
Lift Every Voice, yes.
Andra Day. Do you guys know who that is?
Oh, my God. Andra Day is the best.
All right, so those are the three. Reba and the Anthem, Post Malone for American the Beautiful, Andra Day.
Oh, Andra Day
Lift Every Voice
and fantastic. She played Billie Holiday in that movie last year. I think she was actually nominated for it. She's fantastic. Unbelievable voice. All right, there you have it. So there's the pre, and then Usher is the halftime show.
Right.
Pretty good variety.
Yeah, you got a little bit of everything there. All right, we're going to do some Game of Games coming up next. It is Laura's game today. Ireland and I are tied for the lead, but this is the month of the mace. We'll do it coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is the rare month where I have the lead. I'm tied with John Ireland. Everybody is in the race, though. And it is Laura's game today. Laura, tell us about it.
Oh, my God. It is my game. It's super, super easy. Nice. I wanted it to be really easy for you guys.
Oh, my God.
Today is Winnie the Pooh Day. Okay. So in honor of Winnie the Pooh, I decided to make a game about the chubby bear, which I love.
Okay.
So this is going to be multiple choice.
I'm in
true
trouble.
Or false.
I know nothing about Winnie nothing the Pooh.
Really?
I read the Tao of Pooh when I was younger. It was great.
I read the the Tao Pooh is a great book.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither.
Okay, right. Greg, then there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So again, multiple choice. Name is your buzzard and true and false. So we'll start with multiple choice. In the movie A Very Merry Pooh Year, what does Roo get from Tigger? Is it A, a bike, B, a sled, or C, a hug? And we'll start with John.
Hug.
From Tigger.
Mace.
The choices are hug.
Uh-huh.
What are the others?
It's A, bike, B, sled, C, hug.
Sled.
Okay.
It's a sled. I know that.
Okay. He knows that.
Who's next?
Greg.
Okay. I think sled might be right. But Tigger is all about the hugs. I'm going hug.
Okay. All right, Brian.
Sled.
All right, two sleds, two hugs, Laura. What's the answer?
Should have went with the sled.
Yeah. Got a sled, but
a very merry poo.
Else.
That was your that was your clue.
Yep. Brian and Mace got
Brian
that
and
one.
Mace.
Okay.
All right.
We got to stop him, John.
Yeah, I know.
I cannot be stopped this month.
Okay. The month of the Mace. Here we go. When did Winnie the Pooh get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Is it April 11th, 2006, April 11th, 2008, or April 11th, 2009?
So it's 06,
08, or 09.
Greg.
Let's go with 08.
Okay.
Brian? Let's go 09.
I'm going to go 06.
I am also going to go 06.
Ding, ding, ding. It is 06.
Yeah. Okay, Mason has the lead. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do you laugh when you say Mason has the lead?
Because I don't want you to win.
Oh, okay.
All right. What is Tigger afraid of? Is it A, snakes, B, rabbits, or C, heights?
Mace, this one's you.
Rabbits.
Snakes, rabbits, or hikes? I'm going to go snakes. Brian.
I'm going to go heights.
Greg.
It's definitely not rabbits. There's literally a character named Rabbit.
I know, but he's afraid of him. He's afraid of the character named Rabbit.
And he jumps really high, so snakes.
It is not. It's heights. He's afraid of heights.
You got that? Okay.
Brian got it. Okay.
Brian has tied Mason for the lead.
Yeah, he loves to bounce, but he's afraid
of heights. How did Cody get all these?
Exactly. I'm just, I don't know, man. Cody?
All right. Brian 2, Mason 2, Ireland 1, Greg nothing.
Nothing.
All right. Where do Winnie the Pooh and friends live? Is it A, 100 Acre Wood, B, 1,000 Acre Wood, or C, Million Acre Wood?
I'm going to go 100 Acre Wood. Okay. Brian?
Let's go 1,000 Acre Wood.
Greg?
100 Acre Wood?
Mace?
Sounded so confident.
100 Acre Wood. Is my guess.
Okay, what is it, Laura?
It is 100 Acre Wood.
Okay, so John, Mace,
I'm on the board.
And Greg got that. This game's close now. Mason has the lead.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
All right. Which character lives in a house made of sticks? Is it Roo, Rabbit, or Eeyore?
Brian.
I believe it's Eeyore.
Greg.
I'm going to go Eeyore.
Mace.
I believe it is Eeyore.
I'll go with the crowd, Eeyore.
It is Eeyore.
Yeah, it's okay. It just goes over and it breaks all the time. He has to put it back.
Mason still has the lead, but Greg, you and I are, or Brian, you and I are only one back of him. Greg, you're two back.
Let's go.
All right, guys.
Bring it on, Winnie.
Here is a true or false for you guys. The first line of the poem that Christopher Robin tells Pooh is, "You're stronger than you believe." Is this true or false?
Greg.
That sounds like something he would say. True.
Mace.
I think he says it, but it's not the first line. I'll say false.
I agree. I think it's false. Brian,
I think it is false.
Come on, true. Laura? Come on, true. I need to get back.
It is false. Oh. Yes. So it is the first line, but instead of stronger, it's braver.
That's right. It is
right,
braver.
Mason, braver. 5. Ireland and Brian, 4. Greg has 2.
How many are left?
Oh, I have a bunch.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay. How does Owl spell his name? Is it A-W-O-L, W-O-L, or O-W-L, just regular spelling?
Mace.
I'm going to say it's letter A, whatever combination of letters you
A-W-O-L.
Put together.
A-W-O-L.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
AWOL?
He's not around all the time. Yeah. You don't see him very often.
Yeah, no.
He's just AWOL.
What were the other two choices?
B-W-O-L or C, which is the correct spelling, O-W-L.
I'll go W-O-L. Brian.
I'm going to go regular spelling, O-W-L.
Okay, Greg.
So he's the smartest of all of them, but he does like things a little. I'm going to go W-O-L.
What is it, Laura?
It is B, W-O-L.
Boom, Bergman.
Backline.
Ty Mason.
AWOL. All right. Get out of here with AWOL.
Let's do 5 more, and then we'll be done.
Okay.
Okay.
What part of Rabbit's house is impassable? Is it the window, the back door, or the entrance?
This one is me, and I will say window. I'll say the back entrance. Mace.
I'm also back entrance.
Brian.
Let's go window.
Greg.
Definitely goes through the window. I'm going to say front entrance.
Okay, so it was the window, the back door, or the entrance. So you guys gave me all combinations of many.
We both said back door. Greg said front entrance. Brian said window.
Okay, so the entrance is the correct answer.
So Greg got it.
Oh, Greg
okay.
got it.
Four left, and this is how tight it is. Mason, 5. Ireland, 5. Brian, 4. Greg, 4.
Doesn't Winnie get stuck
and
in
And 4 left. All right, here we go, Laura.
All right, guys. So this one is name as your buzzer, because I think it's easy.
Oh, okay.
What is the name of Pooh's best friend?
Mason.
Mason? Oh.
It is...
1, 2...
Eeyore?
Ireland, Brian.
Ireland?
I'm blanking.
Tigger.
No, Brian. No.
Brian?
Piglet.
Piglet.
Oh!
There is now a 3-way tie.
Wow.
It
was on the tip of my... I couldn't remember.
And there are 3 questions left.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Here's another one. This one will be true or false. Was the original name of Winnie the Pooh Edward? True or false?
Brian.
False.
Mace.
I'm going to go true.
I'm also going to go true. Greg.
I saw this movie. It was, I don't remember what the name was, though. It wasn't that, so I'm going to say true.
It is. Edward.
Yep.
True. Okay, so true. Brian, you missed that, right?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
How
so,
far am I back?
Now, Mace, you and I both got it. All right, there are 2 left. Greg, you're still alive. Mason, 6. Ireland, 6. Bergman, 5. Brian, 5.
All right.
All right. 2
I
left.
I don't have to go against you guys just yet.
All right, guys. This is, again, name is your buzzer because I think it's easy.
Oh, God, I hate these. Okay.
Who is the only girl character in Winnie the Pooh?
Greg.
Greg?
Kanga.
Yes, it is Kanga.
Oh,
no, has everybody
is
got
tied
5
for the lead. No, everybody has 6 except Brian, who has 5, and this is the last question.
Last question.
Now, Laura, do you have a tiebreaker?
I do have a tiebreaker.
Here we go. Kay. Last question.
Also, name is your buzzer because I think it's easy.
Do we want name is your buzzer?
No, you don't want name is your buzzer.
Do you have a multiple choice?
I can make it multiple choice.
Yeah, make it multiple choice.
So Eeyore has a bow on his tail. What color is the bow?
Oh.
Is it A, purple, B, pink, or C, yellow?
Oh, all right. Now I'm confused.
Greg, you get to go first here because you're tied for the lead. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're not.
I am tied.
Oh, yeah, you're tied with you because you go first.
Sure. So it's either
purple, pink, or yellow.
Oh, now I'm confused. Purple.
Okay.
Mace.
Yellow.
Okay. Well, I was going to go purple or yellow for the Lakers, so which one do I want to go? I'm going to go yellow. Brian.
Oh, it's pink.
Yeah, I knew
it was pink. It is pink! Yes! Oh, yes!
I originally thought pink, and then you said purple, and it got it all screwed up in my brain.
After all that,
We're tied.
A four-way tie. All right, wow. Everybody get something to write with. Oh, and everybody get something to write on.
So much pressure.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this is a four-way tie. Bergman, we got to show up here.
I know. Mace can't win.
Okay, right. So I have two. I have two tiebreakers, and now I'm debating which one to use.
Just pick one.
All right. Here we go.
Let's roll.
Shoes in the wall.
Shoes in the wall.
Here we go.
If you get it, you get it.
Yeah. When was the first Winnie the Pooh book published? Give me the year, and the closest to the year wins.
Okay.
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 I got some.
All right. Okay, Greg has something.
I got mine in.
Okay.
Mace, you got yours?
Yeah.
Brian, you got yours?
Yep.
All right, Brian, what'd you write?
1952.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is very funny. Would you hear what I wrote? I'll just tell you now. I wrote 1953.
Okay.
You write?
I wrote 1941.
Okay.
And Greg?
I went lower. I went 1935.
Greg, you won 1926!
Oh, Bourbon!
Coming back!
It was October 14th, 1926.
God, I almost said 29.
Oh, that win felt good.
Yeah.
The boys in the back all went over, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
so,
by the way, now.
So I didn't win?
You know,
no.
Greg won.
Damn.
By the way, now it is Mason 3, Ireland 3, Bergman 3, Brian 2, Trish 1, MT 1, Laura 1.
I need more wins.
And tomorrow it's Michael's game.
Oh, so
I won Michael's game last week. So.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in play. All right. Do we got the guys standing by?
Someone is on 2. I don't know who.
Somebody's on 2.
Cabby.
All right. Let's do
Cabby.
It. Let's hit the Super Stager. So what's going on, Cabby?
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure. Ask away.
So Laura presents her game of games today, and it's going to be Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
And I know nothing of Winnie the Pooh. I'm just like you guys. I would have had no idea.
Yeah.
Now, Mace, did you say at the beginning of this whole thing, I don't know anything about Winnie the Pooh, but I read the Tao of Pooh?
I read the Tao of Pooh, yeah.
Is it Tao or Tao?
Tao of Pooh, T-A-O, Tao.
Did you say T or D?
Now you've got me confused. It's T, right?
Yeah, but is it pronounced
Tao,
D?
T-A-O, pronounced it is, Tao.
I always thought it was Tao, but the Tao of Pooh could be right. I just thought it was
Why?
It was
what
pronounced
do you,
Tao.
What's the question with that?
So does anybody else here know what Mace is referencing?
Yes, it is T-A-O, Tao of Pooh.
It is T, but it's pronounced Tao, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That I did not know. Does anybody else here know what Mace is referencing?
I mean, no. I read it also.
It's... Yeah, Bergman also read it.
Okay, so I've not read it, but Mace, this is the kind of stuff right here that might get me into the hot tub. Okay.
Cap, I have an idea about the hot tub.
Yeah. Go to Ireland's house.
No. You're welcome at my house anytime. But since we're all about bits, Mason and Juan take a lot of trips.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Cap.
Nope.
I think we go right over the back wall and right into that thing with a camera.
Yeah. I agree.
The Ring cam will tell me that you were in my jacuzzi.
I think Morales comes. I think Sedano's invited. I think we have a jacuzzi party at Mason's
at my house when I'm
not
there. Oh, yeah, sure.
And we take the two-man. We take the two-man jacuzzi.
It's a two-person jacuzzi.
Right, and then we all squeeze into it, which would be even funnier. But Mace, this is the kind of thing that could potentially get Juan to let me into the jacuzzi. You mentioned the Tao of Pooh, the Tao of Pooh.
Tao of Pooh, yeah.
Okay, I've not read it,
mm-hmm.
but a friend of mine a few years ago sent me a passage from it, and I have it in my phone.
Really?
And I can't tell you how often I actually go back and read this one passage. You know the theory of Wu Wei.
Yes, Wu Wei.
Right? Johnny I, you know what Wu Wei is?
I do not.
Essentially, and Mace checked me on this,
mm-hmm.
essentially what it is you have to let the universe do what it's going to do. You cannot take a square peg and put it into a round hole.
Right.
Your ego could get in the way. Your smarts could get in the way. There's a million reasons why you might think you could. You're clever enough to do it. But in reality, you can't get that round peg in that square hole. It does not work.
Right.
So you can't do that. And when you think, oh my gosh, I've just made this horrible mistake, the reality is there are no mistakes. It's just the universe at work, and you just got to let it go. And even though you thought you made a terrible mistake, it all always seems to work out. And it's a hard thing to kind of really accept.
Yeah.
But I've not read the entire book. Now that you've told me
you've read it, one line.
I've read one passage.
Yeah. It's a great, now it's been a long time since I read it, but I remember it to be a really, really good book about simplifying life. It's about trying to not getting confused by life and accepting what is.
Listen,
so you kind of nailed it.
It's very existential.
Passage. Oh, it's very, right. It's very.
Georgie, listen to this passage. When we learn to work with our own inner nature and within the laws of nature operating around us, we reach the level of Wu Wei. Then we work with the natural order of things and operate on the principle of minimal effort. Since the natural world follows that principle, it does not make mistakes. Mistakes are made or imagined by man, the creature with the overloaded brain who separates himself from the supporting network of natural laws by interfering and trying too hard. Mace, come on. That's deep stuff right there, man. That's
deep stuff. I feel like I'm in a college class right now.
Right. So basically, don't try so hard.
Yeah.
Just do your job and it'll work itself out.
Wu Wei means in exertion, the opposite of trying. It's untrying, if that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
So Mace,
let it be.
Is
that your lesson, Cappy?
Well, I mean, it's just the kind of thing that I'm saying that you.
Yeah,
know, maybe-
I like it. Look, the Wu Wei thing is for real, and the book I recommend. I haven't read it in a long time. George, you intend to read it?
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
But I will read it.
Tao of Pu. It's a good one. It's a good one. So, Cappy, it's interesting that you. That's a quote you've hung on to for a long time.
Oh my God!
Do you have any other
quotes
you've hung on to for a long time?
Well, there's that one, and then I'll give you another one.
Two things can be true at once.
Oh, yes.
That's right, Georgie.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The biggest
really
predictor of future injury is past injuries.
Yes. That's another phenomenal one. Yeah. I love that one as well.
Any other ones?
I speak LeBron. That's another
one. That is one I do as well.
Yes. Very good. Yes. So there's a list of them right there for you, Mace.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, I want to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
So last night, I went to watch the Laker game with an old friend.
Okay.
Okay. And this old friend, boy, he loved you.
Who was it?
I say loved as in past tense because now he doesn't know who you are anymore.
Okay. Mm.
This is our old pal, my longtime radio broadcast partner pre my love affair with George Sedano, the original big old rascal himself, Billy Ray Smith.
Oh. Now, why do you say is he having some issues?
Healthy body, big old smile. Looks great, but football robbed him of his
CTE
memory.
CTE got him?
Yeah, football has robbed him of his memory.
Wow.
And let me tell you something. We spent 3 hours last night together. We watched the game. We were talking about old times. We were looking through my phone at old pictures because he likes to hear about this kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, just a very different – but both of your names came up, Mason and Ireland.
Oh, really?
And I was kind of telling Billy Ray and his wife, you know, she's a famous newscaster in San Diego, about how you guys are about to celebrate your incredible 20th year on the radio at 710. And so so both of you guys were celebrated last night at this dinner.
How long did you and Billy Ray work together?
From 2001 through 2019.
That's a long run,
I'll
man.
Tell you what, Cappy, that is one great dude. He had so many great
He's
stories.
He's a great guy.
Didn't he work
with us at Fox?
Yeah, well, and I did, when you worked with Lampley, I did the mornings with
Billy Ray,
Jim Mora.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Playoffs?
Yeah,
playoffs.
And by the way, Jim is making fun
commercial.
Of that in a commercial
with
Kevin
Hart.
Yeah.
And it's such a bad commercial. Like, I mean, it should be really funny.
DraftKings,
But for some reason, it just doesn't seem
to. Well, because Jim Mora's old now. It doesn't.
Yeah, I'm a Kevin Hart fan, and I kind of put it more on Kevin Hart.
Oh, you're saying he needs to step up his game.
I love Kevin Hart. I just, for some reason, I felt like he didn't give us his best in that.
He didn't deliver
that act. Cat Williams is not a big fan of Kevin Hart.
No, definitely not a big fan. Yeah. He actually had a list of grievances.
Yeah.
List of grievances.
Yeah, on Club Shay Shay.
Yes.
And George, your name came up, of course, last night also, because back in the day, when I was still down, you know, in San Diego, we used to bring George on the show all the time, especially when the Chargers had just moved to LA to check in to go, is anybody talking about the Chargers?
Right.
And George would remind us all the time, no, we don't even know they're here.
And occasionally when they wanted to know anything about basketball.
Right.
Yes.
On the rare occasion that we might talk basketball.
Right. Yeah, you guys were always a huge, huge football show, right?
Well, that, you know, back then, I mean, listen, there was only football and baseball.
Yeah. I mean, we're a big football show, too.
Yeah, a big football. I mean, yeah, this time of year, you're all big football shows, right?
I was kind of joking. Right. We're more stupidity, as you know.
More stupidity.
Right. Yeah, by the way, I love what you're wearing, Mace. I like this combo. Mace is an adult, John. What has happened to him?
He's cleaned up very well.
I don't even understand this. I kind of want you to go back to like the jogging pants.
Nope, not happening. You like it? I got my black Dodger.
Yeah, with the black,
jacket.
Like Letterman looking kind of jacket.
Yeah. No, I'm serious about this.
Yeah, I like it.
You're looking sharp.
You
got to
reinvent. You
got
to reinvent yourself,
like Madonna did for many years.
Yes.
You should wear the cone boobs.
Sure. Why not?
Are you going to do a Justify My Love video too?
Sure.
What was it?
How about a sex book?
What was the most controversial thing Madonna did? Was it?
I think it was the sex book. Don't you?
Is either that or remember that movie she did with William Dafoe where they poured like candle wax on each other?
Yes.
What was the name of that movie?
Oh, that movie is called Body of Evidence.
Yes.
And once you start watching it, it's one of the worst movies ever made.
Awful.
But you cannot turn it off.
No, it's terrible.
It is. It's like that Lindsay Lohan movie, The Canyons. It is so bad that you can't turn it off.
Right.
But yeah. Body of Evidence, like Madonna, this was Madonna at the height of her powers.
Yeah.
And she's naked for half of it.
Yeah.
And the acting's... Julianne Moore is in that movie.
Really?
Oh, that's right. She
yeah,
is.
She's with Willem Dafoe, and Willem Dafoe has an affair with
Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah.
And Madonna's like killing guys because she's a perfect role for her.
Yeah.
You know, she kills men by having sex with them.
Yeah.
Oh, she's really?
Kinda,
what a
it's
way to
kinda
go.
Like what was the Sharon Stone movie with Michael Douglas?
Basic Instinct.
Sort of ish, kind of adjacent, I would say.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So also wasn't did Goldie Hawn in the movie, does this sound right to anybody? Private Benjamin, did she kill her husband by having sex with him on the night of their wedding?
I thought Private Benjamin was a comedy.
Yeah, it was a comedy. Yeah,
I think he had a heart attack, didn't he?
Right.
Yes.
Right, they were having sex and he had a heart attack.
Yeah,
she killed him on that first night.
Let me tell you, Goldie Hawn made some great movies back then. Remember Wildcats? Wildcats was
fun.
Remember
the
movie she made with Chevy Chase?
Yeah.
Back when Chevy Chase was at least nice to people?
I remember the movie she made on the boat. Do you remember the movie she made on the boat?
With Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
She
looked unbelievable in that movie.
Yeah, she was gorgeous. I mean, her daughter is beautiful.
Madonna,
yeah, beautiful.
But Madonna was in one of those high school movies that I know, like I watched and I lived this movie. Matthew Modine, he's a high school wrestler.
It's a Vision Quest.
Vision Quest.
That's the only wrestling movie.
I'm going to take this a little bit dark, but you'll see why in a second.
Yeah. Okay.
Oi.
George, I saw you got rerouted tomorrow for this game because you guys heard the story about Golden State, one of their assistant coaches, they were having a team dinner. He suffered a heart attack and tragically passed away. George, I understood canceling the game in Utah where it happened because it was super traumatic. I'm surprised they're canceling a second game at Golden State. Do you know any more than I do?
I think it's just basically out of they're mourning. You know what I'm saying? Like,
or maybe they're going to do a service
and a
for
service
them that day
and,
or something.
And, right. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on in regards to that stuff. But yeah, I literally woke up to a text thread of, hey, don't get on the plane this morning kind of thing.
Because I saw you're going to do the game with me. You're going to be
right,
at
we'll be doing the Nets Lakers tomorrow instead.
Right.
Yeah. So it was, I woke up, I look at my phone, a million texts, and it's like me and Doc Rivers and Dave Pasch and Bob Myers.
Right.
We were all doing the games.
Him.
Yeah. Right. So there was a lot going on this morning. And then eventually by about 8:30 or 9, they sent out the release that it was going to be changed.
Yeah.
But we had known early this morning. Damn. I sent our crew just kind of a heads up, like, hey, I'm going to be in studio today. I'm
he
not going to be
He's only 46.
It's my age.
I know.
It's crazy.
Right. And so the story with this guy is apparently he was like Nikola Jokic's first professional coach.
Yeah.
And Jokic credits him with teaching him like a lot of stuff about basketball.
Darko Rajakovic, the Raptors head coach, who obviously had that rant after the Lakers game. They were like they were very close. They were like best friends. And he ran yesterday in the game. I mean, Toronto like destroyed Miami. Darko was like very emotional about that game, wanting to win that game for his best friend, teammate, et cetera. And ran he's like the X's and O's guy, Dejan. And he ran a bunch of his plays to start the game, and they scored on a bunch of them.
Mm. Yeah, you know what was interesting was yesterday I got the text that the Warriors game had been postponed, and I said to the guys I was with, the only way that an NBA game would be postponed is somebody died. And I don't know if it's a player. I don't know if it's a coach. Yeah. I don't know if it's a front office. But they are so careful not to cancel games unless they absolutely have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that they've canceled two of them shows you what this guy meant to that team.
Oh, there's no question. Yeah. I mean, he was one of their lead assistants. It's Kenny Atkinson and then him. He's the next guy as far as, like, the pecking order of coaches after Steve Kerr. So, yeah, it's nuts. But
it's weird when somebody who's a contemporary, like, he's your age.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
My best friend died a few years ago, and it's like you feel like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're about the same, and it gives you your own your own sense of mortality.
Yeah, no doubt. It's unfortunately, it's happened to people I've known even as I was younger. Like, just people randomly die of one thing or another. Yeah. Like, you never know. And this was, you know, probably like, I want to say the first time someone like my age died, I was probably like in my late 30s, where it just like heart attack, something crazy, and you're like, whoa, what the hell is that about?
Yeah, and what was interesting was I was in that hotel, in that room on Saturday.
Oh.
And so it just, I Golden State came in after us. And Utah, side note here, Utah's the hottest team in the league. They've been playing great for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, they've been really good. Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this will be a good test for Golden State to see if they can go in there and beat them. And they're so – Golden State now is so emotionally wrecked that you wonder – I mean, to cancel two games
– Yeah.
Like, the last time I saw them cancel two games is when Kobe died.
Yeah.
They canceled a week.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see when they get this thing back up and running.
Cappy, you were missed last night at the famous 710 box.
Yeah, well, you
luxury
know, that's
suite.
That's where I like to hang out. But I'll tell you this, Mace. I don't know if you've got plans on Tuesday of the upcoming week.
Are you going to the Clipper game, Mace?
The Lakers and Clippers play on Tuesday night.
Clipper home game.
I think that's Wednesday.
And no, it's Tuesday.
Aren't the Bulls Tuesday?
Tuesday, Thursday. You guys are playing next week.
But so the Clippers are Tuesday and the Bulls are Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a Clippers home game on next Tuesday?
And then Bulls Lakers home game.
So Cappy,
probably give that a roll.
But do you guys have the suite for the Clipper game?
I think the suites are for all the games.
For every event. Yeah, for every event at the building.
Yeah.
Because Bergman doesn't think that like you or me or anybody can penetrate the wall when the Clippers build the wall at the new arena.
Yeah.
Bergman is convinced that the Clippers will have such sophisticated security that if we dare wear a Lakers sweatshirt, Greg will be shot. Is that your position?
No, that you will not be able to get. Have you ever actually been to an LAFC game and seen 3252?
No.
The 3252, you cannot go in there wearing a Galaxy jersey. It's just impossible. They will not let you in.
Literally,
they're creating that soccer environment. The European basketball environment is very much like that. Yeah,
George, do you think someone will get in there?
I think someone will eventually get in.
It's not going to be me. It's not going to be Iron.
You know, I know. I'm
going
to tell you who it's going to be. It's going to be O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Would do it.
And if it's not O'Shea, you owe me $1,000.
And if you come for him, he is going to give it right back to
you. Oh, yeah.
But they won't let him in.
Oh, he'll find a way in.
I tried to get into the patio last night, Captain.
And oh, what happened?
What happened?
So there's video of this. It was great confidence.
He took a bad tactic. Tell him what you
what'd
did.
What'd you do? I walked up to the host stand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a tactical error.
Steve Mason, I'm on the list.
Okay. Were you on the list?
There is no list.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wondered. Yeah. I mean, that's a smart move. I like the confidence.
You need
patio. Oh, you've never been here before,
clearly.
You need
a patio pass.
Right.
I love the confidence,
And I was like, let me talk to Jay Moore about it. Jay wasn't there last night.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But I was like, Steve Mason, I'm on the list.
Why didn't you text Jay before you went? Like, hey, man, are you going to be at the game? Let's hook up before the game. I'll meet you at the patio.
I did text Jay before the game. He was not there last night. He said it was a school night and he wasn't going to be at the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably not the best night. But I gave it a go.
Now, it'd be funny if you do eventually get in there and the same guy is there. And he just sees you and he's like, hey, you're on the list.
I get my patio pass. Exactly. Right. Exactly. So Cappy, what do you got cooking today? Are you guys going to do a lot of stupidity?
That's the game plan.
Yeah,
I mean, it usually is. I mean, and today's an even more stupidity-laden show because we get the full 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. It's a rare occasion these days.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Excellent.
I love a good midweek three-hour show. Mm. The one day I don't love the three-hour show is a Friday. We should never have a Friday three-hour show.
Fridays, I think everybody's show should be shortened on Fridays.
Right, there you go, Bergman.
Let's do it.
Why don't you pass the law? No more three-hour shows on Fridays.
No more two-hour shows on Friday.
Everybody across the board.
Come on, let's
do it. Four-hour shows for everybody.
Come on. Yeah. No, you know what we should do?
What?
Both shows. Open Line Friday.
Oh, Open Line Friday.
Love that. Bergman loves
we
that.
We haven't done that in so long.
Loves
Let's
that.
At least Bergie, do it.
He'll stop
do it?
After
oh, I did
two.
It with Bergman in the studio with me.
Did
you?
He was yeah. good. He
Let's did. Just do it for from 3 o'clock until Game of Games tomorrow. Open Line for Greg, what do you think? It's one time on a Friday.
Go ahead.
Why can't we do Combo Plate Friday? Why can't we do George and I from 3 to 5 on Fridays?
Well, wait a minute. Pepe, we're going to be full house tomorrow. Pepe and Michael are going to be in here.
Yeah, how about you do Lakers talk on Fridays at 5 o'clock?
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I love how much you guys don't want to work.
No, we don't want to work. We love to work.
I got a game. I'll be here either way.
Love to work. It's just that on Fridays.
Sedano has a game. He'll be here
but
either way.
But think about it.
No, Sedano's not here tomorrow.
I am now. Did you hear the whole conversation we just had?
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
That's twice today.
He was
looking up Winnie the Pooh
fact.
Yeah, I was looking
you
up.
You didn't hear the whole
the way,
George got rerouted from Golden State?
I did hear all that. I knew about that.
I love the fact.
I said, George, you're going to be with me tomorrow.
You can
at the
keep
Laker
talking
game.
About it. I missed it. It happened.
By the way, we love our.
I just said,
we love
I heard
our,
that.
We love our
did we tell
P1s, right?
Yeah.
Our producer is not a P1.
I know. He's not.
Yeah. We literally had like a 4-minute conversation about this.
You guys
hear
are talking.
How I got Bergie a new pair of Skechers and now he's like 6'2"?
I'm wearing the Skechers right now.
Are they the slip-ins?
Wait. Cappy, how nice. Do Mace and I not have Skechers?
Yeah. You want some new ones? You guys want some Skechers?
Yeah, size 10.
You guys get. You guys text me your size and I will
sending
get you guys
to you
some
right
of these
now.
New Skechers.
Sending
right?
it now.
These
are the ones that Snoop has, right? Snoop.
No, not those exact ones, but Snoop does have a Skecher product. But me and Shidano and our whole team, and then we threw in a little Bergie because Bergie was doing a lot of filling in,
right.
And Laura because Laura was really an original part of our crew.
Yeah.
So we now have a show shoe,
the official shoe of Shidano and Cap.
Yes. Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice shoe. Comfy too, huh, George?
It is comfy.
Do they run big, small, or regular?
Laura says they run big for ladies.
Okay. They ran big for me too.
Yeah, okay. A little bit.
All right, lower it half a size. Yeah, okay. Lower it half a size, guys.
That would be exactly right. Half a size.
Perfect. All right.
All right, we're out of here.
Yeah, you guys got to go. Yeah,
hey, dude, look at this 4:17. That's 5 minutes of
where
bonus
you guys
content
going?
Right
now. Well, mostly because Bergman wasn't listening and we were making fun of him for 3 minutes about
where
that.
Going,
yes.
Johnny,
by the way, him not listening happens
saying?
At least once a show.
Yeah, it does,
right?
What are we talking about now?
Where's Johnny going?
What are we talking about? All right. Coming up next, Shidano and Cap. Lots of stupidity and Lakers and all that stuff with them. We're back tomorrow at 1:00. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.